U.S. drones have killed scores of suspected terrorists in faraway lands, including U.S. citizen and al-Qaeda militant Anwar al-Awlaki. He was killed in Yemen by a drone-fired missile. In approving a strike against a U.S. citizen, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden fears President Obama could be acting as judge, jury, and executioner.
It's the idea of giving any president unfettered power to kill an American without checks and balances that's so troubling. Every American has the right to know when their government believes it's allowed to kill them.
Testifying at his confirmation hearing, CIA Director nominee John Brennan defended the drone program.
We only take such actions as a last resort to save lives when there's no other alternative to taking an action that's going to mitigate that threat.
They want you to tell Congress what countries we are killing children.
The hearing was interrupted by protesters condemning the deaths of innocent bystanders in drone strikes.
You're killing it halfway across the world.
Brennan said the U.S. public is misinformed about the drone program. He said the CIA prefers to capture terrorists.
I never believe it's better to kill a terrorist than to detain him. We want to detain as many terrorists as possible so we can elicit the intelligence from them in an appropriate manner so that we can disrupt follow-on terrorist attacks.
As for the treatment of detainees, Brennan called waterboarding reprehensible.
It is something that should have been banned long ago. It never should have taken place, in my view.
Drones are low-cost, lethal machines, according to national security expert Christopher Swift.
From a purely counterterrorism operation standpoint, drones have proven to be extremely effective in Pakistan and in Yemen.
But their use comes at a price. They fan local anti-U.S. sentiment.
So to the extent that our use of force in somebody else's country creates political resentment or feeds into sort of concerns about colonialism or American imperialism, or to the extent that it reinforces this notion that the United States is at war with Islam, it's highly problematic for us.
If confirmed, Brennan would follow David Petraeus, who resigned as CIA director after an extramarital affair came to light. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capitol.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Good afternoon, Mr. Brennan. I